Now, this guardian centralizes all neural information into its trunk line, and it passes through the pineal system right into thalamus. That's why it's called the guardian. Puts everything into one central line, and then it starts to pass it through here. And let's look at this brain that is really the object of a superior collective entity. This brain knows who you've been and knows everything you've done. Everything, every thought it knows. Every destructive fantasy it can play back accurately. Every joyful thought, it can play it back accurately, repeat it, and even give dilection into the voice. This brain has the full agenda, and it keeps it from the rest of the brain and the rest of the organism. Only this knows your purpose, who you've been. It holds the sacred knowledge of all that you are, and it's the voice of God when God speaks. It uses this instrument. This knows nothing of this. But you say, Master, this was the original reptilian brain. This was the time of reptiles. This was the time of primitive man. This was the time when we were humped over and our skulls were only this large and we had this enormous face and enormous flared nostrils and deep-set eyes and large ears and large mouth. And our brain was small. It's the same brain. But that brain had the capacity to communicate in frequency, and this brain does not. This brain has the communications of language. This brain has frequency. And how would God in the unknown communicate with you? Through the written word, it will communicate you through frequency. And you have to have a part of the brain that can interpret that frequency and visualize it. So this is the enlightened brain, and it is ready to bestow that enlightenment on this insignificant personality. The reason this is the brain of God is because it works off of energy, impulse. In fact, the pineal gland itself is an expert in taking an outside frequency, knowing how to give the instrumentation to that which is termed the hypothalamus and the pituitary to set the brain up for receivership. It is the sixth seal who receives information. It's through the sixth seal that receives information and through this brain that gets the lion's share of it, that between these two, it runs a filter. So why don't you know who you were in the last life? Because you were stripped in the last life. And if you're going linearly, because that's the only way you think, because you have a personality that is based on your senses, and if your senses is creating reality, you can only think in terms of past, present, or future. You don't even think in present. You think in terms of past. That thought is based on your face. For God's sakes, that is all it is based upon. This is not going to give you the information, because there is no information to give you linearly. You did not exist prior to this body, according to your personality. You getting the picture? This is not about to let you know anything that will disturb your belief system, because whatever you put here becomes law. And if you have a grid that is ingrained in the good life, and if you have learned everything correctly, if you have been a scholar and you have been exemplary in your private life, if you are a success in your business life, if you have excellent manners and a superior moral code, and you believe in the right things to believe in, and you work for community service and you're involved in the political system, then you don't hear one outside thought. Because the grid is your reality. This will never let you know anything. All it does is filter information continuously. Continuously. If you only know what your elementary education has taught you, then this will filter all incoming data to fit that criteria. Because who's in charge? The personality, and whatever it demands right here, this accomplishes. Because the personality belongs to the current life. So what is the spiritual life? The spiritual life is in pursuit of God, and it is in pursuit of a life that is superior to current standard of living. So if a person is in seeking of their spiritual life, they will run through the grid. They will look high and low. They will search all religions. They will be looking everywhere to fit a certain need. And this will always funnel the Mother Mary in the form of the Mother Mary. It will always funnel a guardian or intelligent information, if you are metaphysical, in the form of a guardian. And if you are really metaphysical, it will speak to you as a crystal. So it edits, prepares, and rearranges everything. It keeps this dreaming what it wants to dream. But when this gets bored and depressed and is in lacking, it's ripe for the new dream. And this is when this brain comes more into action. Because only when you get depressed, only when you are in pain, only when you are suffering, only when you are at the brink of giving up, does that brain come into action. Because as long as you are happy, as long as your life is tidy, this brain will never come through. The moment of disaster is when it appears. Now, why is the Mother Mary appearing to all these people? Because they're seeing it inside the brain. It is a projection from another civilization. And they are simply sending the signal of a speaking entity, and this brain is interpreting it as such. Because it fits the criteria of divine apparition. How many of you understand? If this brain wants to talk to you, it will make you see a being of light. And you're looking at it, but the person sitting next to you cannot see it. And the eyes are dilating. They are opening and closing as if something is moving close to them and away from them. But the eye is opening and it is seeing something supernatural. But is it seeing it out there, or is it seeing it in here? What if this entity was so depressed and prayed and focused on a sign from God? Suddenly one night it would bolt out of bed because it heard its voice calling and look around the room. It doesn't see anybody because the voice called it inside of its head. And who was calling it? This entity here. But who is this entity? It's the great mind moving through this entity. How did it call you? It manufactured the dream and made a loud noise in the center of your head. And how do you make a loud noise if it doesn't exist outside of you? All you have to do is recreate the dot dash dot dash. That's all you have to do. You sit up and suddenly there's something appears at the end of your bed. And it's floating there. But the person beside of you can't see anything. Where is it appearing? Right here. And who's giving it? This entity right here. How is it doing that? It is lucid dreaming. And so you see with your eyes wide open an apparition. But the apparition exists inside of the brain, and it has been created exclusively by the subconscious mind so that God can talk to you and you alone. I talked to this woman often. While she is conversing with others, I talk to her and she hears me in this brain. No one else hears her because it's not an audible noise. It is audible and exclusive. I appear to this entity in front of her and in her. And what does she see? What is inside of the brain? Am I really here? This body comes up slightly under the chest. And if your brain could see me and not edit out me, your eyes are looking directly at me, and you would see all that I am standing right here. But because the only personality knowledge you have is of this body, and that's what you expect to see. And if you don't see it, you don't think I'm here. Now, this entity edits information and will not let you know certain things. Hence, this is called sacred knowledge. There are veils between you and this knowledge. But what are the veils? The veils are the current personality and its occupation of the frontal lobe. Those are the veils. How secure are they? If reality to you is what you see, taste, hear, smell, feel, if that's real, then this knowledge will always stay hidden from you. Because seeing is believing, but if you see with super consciousness, it'll happen in the middle of your head. And that is what the ancients called enlightenment. When the light went off in the brain here, it filled the room with light, but only they saw the light.